Das Rashi says means Shardias Mechaper, meaning that Reuven told his friend that Shimon told his friend Reuven is Yotza. Shlele Das La Yotza. But if he did not notify him, then Tak is not Yotza. Here's a loch of my Echatis in Anoshim. What about Oilosu Shlomo? Again, Reuven wants to take upon himself to bring Shimon, to bring four Shimon on Erlon Shlomim. Shoploini Olai is Ben Ladas Ben Shlomo Ladas Yotza. Whether Reuven notified Shimon or whether he did not notify Shimon, in both cases Reuven has the right to bring the korban edel, the korban shlomim, for his friend Shimon. It's on the chur. It's not like Shmuel, that Shmuel says even my korban edel, Shmuel says that tzarech das. That was Shmuel's halacha, that all my Shmuel edel tzarech das, that even if Reuven wants to bring a korban edel for his friend Shimon, it's only good if Shimon has das. And here in the brachos mashma, only for a chatas and oshrim does Shimon have to know about it. But for Korban Eila, Reuven can bring it, even though he does not tell his friend Shimon. So, what's Akasha and Shmuel? So, Marin says, Omulach Shmuel, Shmuel answers like this, Kitan Yehi, what did we learn over there to say, do not need das, das Peshas Kapora. Means, Peshas that bring the actual Korban, Peshas that's Rika Saddam, then you do not have to have das from Shimon. Why? The Irtsi Peshas Afrosho. But at the time when Reuven set aside and was makdish his korban for Shimon, he told his friend then, listen, I'm being makdish for you. And at that time, Taikos is man hasmicho, and Shimon agreed and said, okay, you can do it for me. As soon as he said, it's okay, b'shas tafrosho, we do not have to have das again, b'shas the kapor, b'shas to bring it. But ki kamina no, when did Shmuel himself say yes, that Reuven could only bring a korban early for his friend Shimon, if Shimon knows about it, that's b'shas tafrosho. That I call upon him, b'shas should be mafreshit, you have to notify Shimon, and Shimon has to be happy about it. Because otherwise we're afraid, maybe Shimon's not happy, it's a choy, because he would rather bring the korban himself. So therefore there's no stira on Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Yishnoa, pligi di ula, that Shmuel ta'ako argues on ula. That ula says just the opposite of Shmuel. So it's a machoy gesamaroyim, ula and Shmuel. The yama ula, because ula said, loichilko ben chatas liyel, there's no difference between a korban chatas and a korban ula. El only like this, Shechata Sricha Das, B'Shas HaFroshin, at the time when Reuven wants to bring the Korban Chathas for his friend Shimon, when he sets it aside as Mafresh to Korban, he has to notify Shimon. But V'Yerla, if Reuven wants to bring the Korban Erla for his friend Shimon, and Sricha Das B'Shas HaFroshin, you do not have to notify your friend Shimon B'Shas HaBim Mafresh to Korban. We're not afraid maybe he won't want it, Adarab, but you could do it for him, even though you don't notify him. Ava B'Shas Kapora, but b'shas the act for korban is being brought, then idi ledas yotza, shlo ledas lo yotza. Then both korbanos is only good if you have das. If Shimon knows about a b'shas the kapora that you're bringing for him, then it's good. If he doesn't know, it's no good. So it's a little bit different. Ula holds that by korban eila b'shas afrosha, you do not have to have das. Shmuel holds that b'shas afrosha, you have to have das. That's Shmuel, and Ola holds no. B'shas should be mafreshit, and they said that means b'shas the smicha, b'shas the beginning of the korban. That's the machlokes where you have to have das then and that. So Shmuel holds no, but you do have to have das b'shas the kapara. Now, Meisav, I have a question. It says chatos v'yashomoy. I lost so Yishlom shoplen yolai. If Reuven wants to be mekabel upon himself to bring for his friend Shimon his chatos, his oshom, his oil, or Yishlomim. Lochrit says, lo das yotza, shno lo das lo yotza. So mashma, you have to have das all times for everything. So chur tzakash according to both Shmuel and Ula. Rashi says, alma bakula bina das, v'kashas kashin both of them. They both said there are certain times we don't have to have das. So Marim says, Shmuel answers his way. Shmuel muki lo, Shmuel puts on this brice he's talking about, b'shas hafrosha. When b'shas you first be mafresh the korban, b'shas you're making the smicha on the korban. So then everybody holds, you have to have das. Shmuel also agrees like that, even for korban eila, you have to have das. Ula, mukula b'shas kapara, no, Ula holds that b'shas the kapara is being brought, the zrika sadam, that's when you have to notify him. And therefore this price that says you need das for all of them is talking about b'shas kapara. So therefore there's no kasha, both Shmuel and Ula can learn b'shan this price. The Omer HaPara Papa says, Masnisa nadodi l'kashna, l'chur now there's a few in the brises alone. One bryce the mashm, you always have to have das. One bryce the mashm, you don't have to have das. So here the first bryce is said that by los shlomov, that the ben l'das, ben shlomov is yotza. And here the bryce is mashm, no, you always have to have das. As chur to steal in the bryce is itself. Samur says, no, the brisa itself also is not a kasha lakashin. Ho b'shas kaporo, ho b'shas hafrosha. That one brisa is talking about b'shas kaporo, and one is talking about b'shas hafrosha. And Anachnami, which one? Ula answers according to his way, and Shmuel answers according to his way. But the actual brisa itself, there wouldn't be a steer, is one is talking about b'shas hafrosha, and one is talking about b'shas the kaporo. It takes explains, like we're saying, b'shas hafrosha, the other pshat is, because the person has to make his own smicha, maybe he wants to be the b'shas hafrosha. And b'shas kaporo, the other way is, stam, maybe feels bad, he wants to have the kaporo from his own money, and not somebody else bring it for him. Now the Gemara says, no, but v'amaroyi, and the Gemara ends off, v'amaroyi, the Rashita says, v'amaroyi nami l'kasha, Shmu muki kamaisa b'shas kaporo, by an early you don't have to have das, and Basrais it says you have to have das as b'shas hafrosha. That's the way Shmuel learns b'shan the two brises, and nula muki yipcha the opposite way around. So therefore those two brises could be miyushiv both the way Ula learns and the way Shmuel learns. But Amaroi, the Ula and Shmuel vadi plig, and they two argue. That's the machlokes taka, whether you have to have das b'shas hafrosha is the ikadas, or whether the ikadas is b'shas the kaporo, b'shas to bring the korban itself. So Mar says, pshita, all this is poshid. Mal the time, I would have thought to say, my b'shas hafrosh to come is Shmuel. No, you know what Shmuel means to say? That you have to have das b'shas your mafresh the korban oil for your friend. Maybe Shmuel meant to say, af b'shas hafrosh. Not only when you first stand aside, but even when you first stand aside. Maybe you have to have his das, you have to just notify him later, b'shas you bring it. And even though then the first brice there would have been a tiyufta, but there is mashmash nolo das, but kamash malon, know that Shmuel learns that Shmuel said you have to have das when you bring somebody else's korban oila, it's only b'shas hafrosh at the beginning. But later b'shas you actually bring it to kapara, you don't have to notify him again. We're not afraid, like maybe he changes mind in between, he feels bad, he wants to have the kapara himself, that we're not afraid about. Then the Mishnah ends off and says, V'chem begidin noshin kaifin. Now, Omer Rosheshis, Haiman demosa moidor agita. That means somebody knows that they're about to force him to give a get to his wife, and he doesn't want to. So he makes him moidor, means he notifies two edim and tells them what's going on, that really, you know, I don't want to give the get. I'm just being forced to. So if you make this moidor agita, moidor, the moidor helps, that even though later they force you to give the get, but later when the two Eidim come and tell us that really made a Mador, he told us he's not happy about it, said Echlami, the get is not a good get. For the more pshita, of course, but Tzvicha, the Chiddush is like this, the Yasu v'Yirtzi, that later they forced this man to give the get, and when he gave it willingly. So by the time I would have thought to say, Betuli Botle, since at the end he gave it willingly, maybe that's enough to say he's Mavatli, does not mean what he said at the beginning, that he doesn't want to give it. Since now he's giving willingly, maybe that's mevatol, the first moidor, breaks away this first moidor, this first protest he told somebody else. The imkain, so the Gemara says, no, kamash not the chiddush. Because the imkain, if that would have been enough, so listen, let the Mishnah say, achiiten, until he gives it, mirotzen. Ma'at shayom, what's the pshah, until he says? The Mishnah says, kaifinas at shayom mirotzeni, means adem mevatol ele moidor. That Tamazoy, he has to speak out and say clearly, Roitzani, and in the case where he made a Maidor, he made a protest before and told to Eidim that, Yishno, I don't really mean it. In such a case, Enchanami, he only is Mavato that Maidor, Fishas, he gives the get, he speaks out clearly and says, Yishno, Roitzani, I want to get now, really, and even though I set up Maidor before, I mean to be Mavato the Maidor. That's how you could, then the get is good. But otherwise, Enchanami, the Maidor would be a good Maidor. Okay. Yes, Mishnah says like this. Shum ha yisaymin. When Bezdin wants a value, make an estimate how much the property is worth. In other words, let's say the yisaymin owe money. Like their father owed somebody money, and now they want to come and collect the money away from the yisaymin, so have a right to take away the karka. So Bezdin goes down to sell the karka to pay up the chayv. So how does Bezdin do it? Bezdin first values, makes an estimate how much it's worth. But Shumay Yisoyim is 30 years. It takes 30 days. So Rashi says, Bezdin Hayord Menichzi Yisoyim Lamoichron Lagvayz Balchoyv Shomen Es Akarka. They first value how much the karka is worth. Umach Rizan Lam Yod. They notify everybody for 30 days. and say like call it likach yovikach, as if to say we want to get the best price possible. So they don't sell it for 30 days, they wait 30 days until they make sure they can get the best price. Veshum Hegdish, Rashi's in the Gizbar wants to sell Hegdish, somebody was Makdish Karka, and now the Gizbar Hegdish wants to sell it and get money for it. So they're Shishim Yoim. There they have to wait 60 days until they can sell to make sure they get the best price possible. Or Machriza, now they proclaim, they tell people about it, Baboyka Verif. They have to make the announcements like every morning, they have to make the proclamation every morning and every evening. That's the way they do it. Now the Gemara explains, Maishna Baboyka Verif, how come in the morning and the evening? Some of you, Domarav, it means B'shas Hoitzois Poyolim. When the Palim go home, Hoitzois means they leave from work. And in the morning, when the workers come back to work, what does that mean? When the workers go home at night time, so it's like this. Could be there's a Baal HaBos, the owner, the taka wants to buy this property, but he has no time to go down to look at to see it over. So what he does is, he tells his workers now at night when they're going home, like, Izilu, go. Go check over this property. Rashi says, Ru im Yofi, go check it out for me. So the owner tells, like, therefore, since we proclaim it at night time, we remind that the owners, they'll tell the workers, go out and look it over. And the Shasach Nosa Poilim, then in the morning we made another announcement, the Nidkar, so that the Baal HaBos should remember, the Yomalu, Nezel Nishalinu, that the Baal HaBos should remember in the morning to go back to his poil, his worker, and ask him, did you look it over last night? How did it look? So that's why we make the proclamations at the evening and in the morning. Tomorrow says, Tani Namech Melon, there's also Shum HaYisayimim. When Bezdin wants to estimate and sell the property of Yisayimim of orphans to pay off the Chayv of the father, so Shloshim Yoyim, Bezdin takes the time for 30 days to make this proclamation first to make sure they get the best price. For Shum HaHegdish, when they sell property for Hegdish, that's Shishim Yoyim. You have to wait 60 days. Or Machrizim, we make the proclamation both every morning and every evening. And when, explains clearly, b'shas v'tzoyes parlim, by evening when the parlim go home, or b'shas achnosis parlim, the next morning when they come back to work again, so the Baal HaBos should be able to ask them, find out. Oimer, so we say like this now, when Bezdin makes the achroza, when they make the proclamation, they say like this, Oimer, so the plony, this field is the field we want to sell. The simna, they set exact signs, the simna, to know which field it is. Over mitzvah, they set exact boundaries, how big the field is. And they also say, Kach Yofet, it's a very good field. Rashi says, the Kach V'Kach Yoset Tuam, this is how much produce it produces. The Kach Yishuma, and this is the estimate. Rashi says, Kach Shumu Beznes, how much Bezn estimated it for. And we say, Kol Aroi Tzilik, whoever wants to come and buy it, Yovev Yikach, come and buy it. Yeah. But we also have to speak up and say clearly that the reason why we're selling it now is Almanas Liten Lisha B'Ksubasa. One thing could be is that when the husband dies, so now his wife has the right to collect the ksuba. So she's coming to Bezdin, she wants to collect the ksuba. So Bezdin has to announce that the reason why we're selling this field is that we should have money to pay up the wife, give her back the ksuba. Or else you have to say, Lubal Choy B'Choy V'Choy, that somebody lend money to this father, now that he died, we're collecting the money for him. Or Lubal Choy B'Choy V'Choy. Also we have to say clearly that we're selling enough for the Baal Choy, for the Choy, that the father owes. So that's why we're selling the property now. Smora says, Lomli Lameimer, what do you have to speak this out for clearly? Amnas Lite Lisha Ksubosa Lobal Choy Choyvoy. Why do we have to speak it out? What's the difference? Why Bezdin selling the property? The main thing is that Bezdin selling it now. What's the difference? For what purpose? Smora says, yes. Tiyiko de Nichle Babal Choy, because some people are happy if the one that's going to, like the money is going to go to the Baal Choy. Why? To make a Bezuzi. Then we know we can give him any type of money we have. Rashi says the make of Bezuzi means Shenoito Zuzim Shivurim, like if he's a Baal Choyv, a businessman, he'll take even broken coins also, even though the chosah, they're missing some of its weight. Shenderach Serchem Makpidimkak, because if you're a business guy buying and selling, you don't care about this. So if you know the person that you have to give the money to is going to be a Baal Choyv, you're happy, you can give him even bad money also. And the opposite way, V'yichod Anichol Abisha, some people would rather know the money is going to Nisha for Ksuba. The Shakli Ayad Ayad means they can give it to her slowly. Rashi says, Purta Purta. They give it to her payments. She doesn't need the money all at one time. So then you're going to be able to pay her slowly. So therefore it's important to tell people why exactly Bezdin is selling this property to know how they'll have to make their payments. Now the Gemara says here, the Chavdeis, the Torah Rabbanon like this. It says, Shum HaYisayimim, where we had before, when you have to make an estimate,